Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman
Podcast.
Superman was created by Jerome Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Hi, I'm Stephen Biscotti.
And this is Justin Candelaria.
And you're listening to the Saturday Morning Superman Show. And today, as we promised, it's going to be a showdown. A showdown in Metropolis. A showdown in New York City. A showdown between Superman and Superman.
Today is episode 11, The Showdown, which premiered on October 16, 1942. Directed by Isidore Sparber. Animation by Steve Muffati. Graham Place. Story by Jay Morton. And musical arrangement by the great Sammy Timberg.
I wish we could get if Sammy Timberg was still alive, or if we could find one of his descendants. I'd love to have that interview. I'd love to lay claim on this podcast that we have an interview with Sammy Timberg's
grandson or granddaughter,
like a niece or a nephew something.
Even if they have nothing to do with music, like they didn't follow his path, like they're just like a worker at at Stopping Shop or something.
It would be worth it. It would be so cool to have that. You know, how many people out there that are listening to the show are very much aware of who Sammy Timberg is, outside of having listened to the show where it's like, oh yeah, that's absolutely the guy that did the music for the Superman cartoon.
And some people would be like,
some people would have no idea. Sammy Timberg. I do wonder about that very much. But with all that said, how about we have ourselves a showdown?
The showdown. Sponsored by Paramount Pictures, DC. You know, it's kind of interesting seeing Superman being by Paramount Pictures back in 1942, because now you're known for Paramount Pictures doing Terminator and some other stuff.
Look at that title card. I got to interrupt there for a second. It starts out where it says Showdown, and you just see the silhouette of somebody raising a gun. It's so cool. That's cool.
I was distracted by the actual lettering, because I thought it was made out of bacon for a second.
But yeah, you have Paramount that's behind Terminator and Mission Impossible and Star Trek. And at this time, they did Superman theatrical shorts.
Yeah.
But a faster than a streak of lightning,
more powerful than pounding surf, and then the last one is
mightier than a roaring hurricane.
Which this is the first time we get something different than
there was a variation of that in the Japators, the last episode, where I think they say something along the lines of able to soar higher than any plane. But this is the first time in the Fleischer animated shorts where it's no longer faster than speeding bullet, more powerful than locomotive. We get completely new dialogue as the episode opens.
But they've been switching it up throughout the entire series, though.
They have, but I think where they've changed the animation entirely. And everything. Yeah, it's the first time that you see that.
That's true. But so we open up this episode with Superman stealing some money in some robberies and punching through windows and just taking jewelry. And question is it Superman? Is it? I mean, I don't know. His curl is a bit different, and his face looks a bit different.
But it reminds me of some of like the Spider-Man animated series episodes where he'd be fighting with like Chameleon, and Chameleon would be dressed as Spider-Man, and they wouldn't know like, is this Spider-Man? Is it not Spider-Man? And it turned out to be a fake, but
yeah.
It turns out to be just kind of like two like I guess mobsters, like two, you know, New York toughs, New York goons, and one guy he's counting the money, and the other guy. He has like
slipping money out of his crotch.
Yeah, like he has it tucked into the Superman undies, and then the other guy knocks him out of the chair.
It's like, hey, what you do that for? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
And so we're introduced to the story where it's Superman is committing like a series of crimes. The dragnet spread for Superman, and friend turns foe. That's the headline on the Daily Planet.
Usually we get one headline for each episode, but now we have like...
Yeah, this time multiple. We saw like a couple different papers. Yeah.
And for this episode, basically, we have... I mean, I don't remember seeing this guy from the early episodes unless...
He wasn't in it.
Okay, at first I thought I had memory loss for a second there, but... We see a character that you would think is Jimmy Olsen, but it's not Jimmy Olsen.
His name's Lewis, as you find out in a later episode, but it very much seems like the prototype for Jimmy Olsen.
Because Jimmy Olsen, again, he wasn't around at this time, right? He wasn't...
No, he wasn't.
In the comics?
Yeah.
He was on a later date. What was it, the 70s it was? I don't remember. Give me the history on that, Steven. It was like around the 70s. If not, then we could go back to it on a later episode.
We'll have to go back to it in a later episode.
Okay, we'll figure that out. We'll do our research. Yeah. We're sorry. Sorry about that.
So Superman is at the opera.
He doesn't like the opera.
It's Lois Lane and Clark Kent. And then the thief Superman, he's been stealing like necklaces and stuff like that. Lois Lane catches him outside and he throws her to the ground, but she rips off the S off his chest. And then he runs to the roof, to which Clark Kent follows.
And Clark Kent just sarcastically says, well, my double's in for some trouble for his quick change into Superman. And it seems like we were talking about this when we were watching the episode, because this is our both first time seeing the episode, including Steven, which was shocking for me. But Superman just casually waits for the villain just to open up the door so that...
Yeah, it's like at the 4:28 mark, the villain goes to open up the door to go back into the building, and Superman's just on the other side, already like just like in pose, like with the classic Superman, like with like the hands on the hips. And so I was laughing because I thought like, well, it's funny because like how long was Superman standing and waiting for the guy just in place like that? And then you I guess you reconcile that with the idea that he can see through. I mean, I wouldn't imagine that it's a lead door. Like he's, you know, looking at the guy, and of course he could see when he's coming, and then he gets into the pose. But it's a funny moment for sure.
I can't imagine a door made out of lead, though. That probably would not be practical.
Yeah.
But so Lois is, you know, definitely confident that the fake Superman running around stealing stuff is definitely not Superman as soon as she sees Superman flying off with the thief. And so they're all in like a chase just to get to where Superman's taking him, takes him back to the boss, then confronts the boss with the jewelry, and he is so relaxed and calm, even though he's got a powerful alien standing right in front of him. He's just like, I got some jewelry right here. I'm all good.
Yeah, like how he doesn't realize that it's not Superman. He just kind of like looked up at him and he didn't realize that.
Oh, I didn't notice
yet.
That for a second, actually. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
And yeah, he didn't even notice him until now.
And tries to hit him with a club.
Yeah. And a lamp. And then he realizes that the fake Superman's in the back. Yeah. Mr. Superman.
Mr. Superman. That's his name now? Mr. Superman. Man, the subtitles give you so much more information than...
Button on the desk because he knows he can't confront Superman, and it opens up like this like escape hatch that drops Superman into like this like cavernous pit. So Superman falls in, and he then climbs his way out of it. He does like a bit of bouldering, and he climbs his way out, and then of course the desk that's on the table, it starts shaking, and they know that like Superman's about to burst his way through, and so they escape out a window with the metal grating that's electrified. It closes down and it shocks Superman, and then Superman like does it again, and then he rips his way through, and then a chase ensues where they're kind of going through like the cellar area.
It is so convenient how much little obstacles this mobster has for Superman. He's like, I can just imagine in his thoughts one day, he's like, I want to have a trap door on my desk, next to my desk.
It kind of reminds me of like Gene Hackman, Lex Luthor kind of stuff from like Superman the movie. It's like something that like he would have had like set up.
Yeah, I think I remember that, like having like this little underground basement, something like that. So right now we're in a car chase, kind of. Are we? I don't know.
Superman. They're escaping in a car
because cars are heading towards each other. I believe. Yeah. So it's like it's not really a car chase. It's just like, you know, intense music. You know.
Yeah, you have the cops going after the bad guys, and then you have the bad guys. Escaping, and they're on like the side of like a road, and they're about to have like their showdown where they're gonna crash into each other. And so, right before they crash into each other, Superman stops the car. And when he stops the car, the bad guys they run out and they try and escape, but Superman catches them and gives them off to the police. And then Lois returns to the Daily Planet and catches Clark Kent snoozing with his feet up on the desk.
Which I don't blame him. You know, he's been at hard work all day. You know,
he's been dreaming about being Superman the whole day.
Dreaming about being Superman. And remember, he had to sit through the opera. It's the opera. I mean, I don't know how many people like the opera, though. But I wouldn't want to sit through that.
I can dream, can't I?
Yeah, I could dream as Superman through the opera.
But that's the showdown for you. It's a very lighthearted episode, especially following the Japators. I would probably say, with like an episode like this, it's definitely more simplistic than something like the Mechanical Monsters,
yeah,
or the Mad Scientist, where you have I mean, it's in the same tradition of those earlier episodes, but it's a little more action packed and a little more lighthearted than the other ones. I liked it. It's This was the first time that I had seen it, and in rewatching it, this is now like the second time that I've seen it. I like it. It's a fun Superman episode. You can't go wrong with it. But it's not really anywhere near, I think, the caliber of the earlier Superman theatrical shorts.
I think that I know the reason why, Steven, is because it kind of lets us down with the title. There's no actual real showdown. We didn't get a real
showdown. Yeah, we didn't really get, like, a showdown.
Like, you know, like Clint Eastwood style, like, wow, wow, I'll be adding in the music.
Yeah, like, you think of, like, the showdown, a showdown. And you think like Superman's going like up against like the big one, but but the guys they don't have the goods.
No, and they didn't deliver the goods.
And so we have a bit of a lackluster showdown. But Justin, where can we find you on social media?
You could find me at Justin Candelaria on Instagram. Remember, that's Justin with a Y and an I. And you could find me at Prime Critic Entertainment on Instagram and Twitter also.
And you could find me at Sherbert Danny Jr. on Instagram. And at Reggie Mantle III on Twitter. The show notes contain all of the relevant links to our personal social media accounts, along with the Saturday Morning Superman Show, which you could find on Twitter and Instagram. If you've enjoyed this episode, if you've been enjoying this season, please be sure to comment, review, share with your friends, and we can be found on CastBox, Podbean, Stitcher. You obviously know that already because you're listening to us on one of those apps. Until next week, be peaceful, everyone.
The Saturday Morning Superman Show is brought to you in part by Royal Collectibles, your friendly neighborhood comic book shop located in Forest Hills, Queens, New York, offering some of the best in pop culture needs and collectibles.